This is the 2013 NCAA Division III Softball NCAA Regional Podcast. Today I'm joined by Southwestern University head softball coach Angela Frobes. Angela, first of all, congratulations on the SCAC championship a couple weeks ago, and congratulations on the AQ and finding out where the Pirates will play this weekend.
Thank you. We're very excited about it.
Angela, take us through your reaction through the coaching staff's reaction, and if you had a watching party with the team, what the team's reaction was when they saw Southwestern's name called.
Well, we actually were not able to sit with our team because they're taking finals today, so they were kind of busy doing that. But we kind of expected to head on over to Tyler, and so I know my assistant and I were excited to finally see who we're going to play. And obviously, it's a very tough region, and we're excited to go play the best of the best.
Obviously, that kind of goes into my next question there for you, Angela. Very, very tough region. Five of the six teams. It's a six-team regional. Southwestern draws top seed and host regional host Texas Tyler at 41-4. Five of the six teams. Every team except Southwestern actually is ranked in the top 20. Talk a little bit about what kind of effort it's going to take to make some damage in a regional as tough as the Tyler one this year.
I mean, we're going to have to play our best softball, but whether you're ranked or not ranked, you're going to have to play your best this weekend. And we've been in this situation before a couple years ago, and where we drew Tyler the first round as well. So I think, you know, to have a little bit of that experience in the program is going to help us out. And, you know, it doesn't matter who you play. You want to play the best softball that you can. And we know it's going to be a challenge, and we know we're going to see some of the best teams in the nation. I do think the West region is one of the toughest in the nations, but that's something you deal with every year, and so we're excited to go out there and test the waters and see what we can do. And you know, like I said, we're going to put everything we have forward, and I think we can definitely surprise some people. And that's just kind of our motto this year: is just we'll keep surprising people as we go.
This is a 2013 SCAC NCAA Division III Softball Regional Podcast. Today we're joined by Angela Frobes, the head coach at Southwestern. And Angela, obviously, just a second ago you mentioned it. 3 years ago in 2010, the first time Southwestern was in a regional, obviously very similar situation. A lot of the best teams in the nation. You also beat eventual national champion East Texas Baptist. Went 1-1 against them in the regional. How do you draw on that success to let your team know that it is possible to knock off some of the better teams in the nation this weekend?
You know, I think the big thing for us is we don't make anybody bigger than what they are. You know, when we play this game, it's not decided who's supposed to win before we start, and we get to kind of decide that with our play. And I think that's been our approach all season long. And so when we show up to the tournament, we're not looking at, you know, the former national champions. You know, we're looking at everybody's equal. We all have 0-0 records going into this weekend, because what we've done in the past helped us get here. But after that, it's all level. So again, we know we have to play our best softball. We know this is, you know, the best of the best is going out there. But you know, I think playing ETBU a couple years ago and then them eventually winning it just showed our program that anything is possible if you play well on the right weekend. And I think that's always been our philosophy of the program, is just play your best at the right time, and things can happen for you.
Angela, talk a little bit about how nice it must have to have a couple of seniors, and Jessica Bryant and Abigail O'Connor, who've been through that grind, and know what that's, you know, what quality NCAA playoff softball is like. How big is that for your team heading into the weekend?
I think it's huge. You know, actually, Goose is the only one who had the experience, and because Jess had transferred in a year later. But you know, Goose has been a leader for us, captain the last 3 years, and she's, you know, I know she's given them a little insight into it. And she was just the first year, the last time that we went. But I know there's many things we've preached all season about playing the best, and I know she's always just confirmed that with the team. And you know, we talk about doing the little things well because it can help you win games. And there was an example of that the last time we were at the tournament. And so I think, you know, Goose having been there is definitely huge. It's also great having a freshman on the mound and a young staff. And I think that's going to be great for us because she'll be able to, you know, keep them level-headed as well as we go into it. And, of course, Jess being a senior as well has done a great job of leading the way. And, you know, she's taking charge of our infield and helping lead them in the right direction as well. So I think it's incredibly important, and I think they're going to really help keep us focused on what we need to do.
finally, Angela, talk about the strides you've made since you took over and basically put this team together from scratch a couple of years ago. Obviously, your second ever school appearance in the NCAA softball regionals. Obviously, it's quite a remarkable job you've done with the Southwestern program. Talk a little bit about that growth and how cool it must be to see something like that so early on in a program's history.
I think it speaks for the players with how hard they've worked. The big thing when you start the program is getting them to believe that they can win games. And I think that's what that first class did for us, was they believed we could win. And, you know, we just have kept adding the right pieces, and you have to have the right combination of work ethics, attitude, and ability. And I think we have finally, we've really put together a group that has all of it. And, I've said it before many times, I know, around here, but this team this year has been one of the most fun teams I've ever coached, and they just really enjoy playing together. And again, they have talent to go along with it. And so for me, it's great to see that, because when you can have fun when you're out there and win games in addition to enjoying being around each other, then that's a great experience. And I think that's why we've been able to do some great things this year, is just because of the work ethics of the team. And they want to be the best. They want to do what they can, so they're willing to work. And so I give all the credit to the players and how hard they want to work and the things they want to accomplish.
Southwestern University head softball coach Angela Frobes. She and her Pirates open up NCAA playoff competition on Friday at 11 a.m. Central Time, taking on top seed and host Texas Tyler. Angela, thanks so much for taking time out of your busy schedule, and best of luck this weekend.
I appreciate it. Thank you.